Want to get the most out of the tread on your tires? Burt Brothers is offering a free alignment check and $20 off any oil change. Book your next service online today or stop by any Burt Brothers location near you and let them get your car ready for the adventure ahead. Burt Brothers, complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
To welcome in BJ Daniels. We've had him on the show before.
We have.
But when, you know, relevant USF news pops up, who do we go to? Our USF correspondent, BJ Daniels. BJ, thank you for carving out some time on this Saturday for us. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just so blessed to have the opportunity to talk with you guys. It's a great day.
Now, Gary Bohannon announced he's transferring to BYU as a grad transfer. Obviously, spent the last 2 years at USF. And as I understand it, you had a chance to be on the coaching staff when he originally committed to USF. Now you're working in an off-the-field situation with the Bulls in their athletic department. But what can you tell Cougar fans about Gary, what he's going to bring to Utah?
Yeah, you know, so with the whole recruiting process, when it originally started, Gary had multiple options before he came to South Florida, and I was able to build a really strong relationship with him because of my background, you know, playing quarterback, you know, at USF and also making it to the NFL. But it was really cool to see him come in and just kind of take ownership of the team. You know, this kid on his first couple of days on campus, you know, he was a senior, he had already graduated. He had no summer classes during the time that he, you know, committed to us. So he would work out in the summertime, and he would stay in the film room with the coaches in the evening time. And I was really shocked and surprised about his maturity because even myself, you know, as a young college athlete, I didn't have the confidence or even just the mind to go sit in a room with 10 offensive-minded coaches and not feel intimidated and sit there, you know, hours on hours throughout the day, just learning the new offense, trying to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. And that's exactly what Gary has done ever since day one.
More than that, like, it sounds like he's just a really great guy, great kid. You know, what can you tell fans about his off the field presence?
Yeah. He's a lot more mature than most college kids, you know. And I call them kids, but these are young men.
I know.
One thing I really respect about it and him is, you know, just his maturity, you know, his presence, you know, everywhere he goes, he's always smiling. People are drawn to him. You know, obviously being at the quarterback position, you have to have that presence. And, you know, Gary stands about 6'2", 6'3", 220. And, you know, so and he's a physical specimen, but when he comes in with a smile on his face and you know, kind of commands the room without, you know, bringing too much attention, have a humbleness about him. I mean, it's a really cool thing to see. It's something I admire and respect in him.
Now, you mentioned he's 6'3", 220. He's got 1,000 career rushing yards in his career at this point. He's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, a seventh-year senior with BYU, but he's also got the ability to push the ball down the field. This is a kid who once upon a time led the Baylor Bears to a Big 12 title. He's got bona fide credentials to come in and be BYU's quarterback, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, and I love how hard he has worked. You know, unfortunately, when he came to South Florida, you know, he got injured the same year that he transferred in. Our coaching staff was fired, and you know, all of last year, you know, I watched the kid go through so many different types of emotions, but continue to stay faithful and committed to one, his teammates, two, to Byron Brown, who's our starting quarterback now, who's, you know, got records and numbers, you know, across the charts, but still motivate him, still come to practice every day, and, you know, just continue to be a positive role model even without the ability of touching the field. And one thing I can definitely tell you is, you know, I know Andrew Luck, you know, is known for his shoulder injury that he sustained, and he never really came back from that on his throwing side. And Gary did, you know, tear his labrum and rotator cuff on his throwing shoulder, but he rehabbed every day, and I've watched this kid go from, you know, being able to just, you know, lift his arm and throw a tennis ball to now he's throwing the ball back like he used to when he was at Baylor. So I'm really excited to see him, you know, get his opportunity.
You're also very familiar with being a quarterback and going through injuries and rehab. You know, what were you telling Gary as he's trying to kind of get back and get right?
Yeah, you know, just to keep his head up, and that sounds simple, but it's extremely hard. I mean, in that position that you're in, you know, you're looking and always consistently thinking about the woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, I should be playing. You know, what would happen if I was playing? And those are things that you can't really wrap your mind around. You have to stay faithful and committed to your daily process of getting better yourself. And then on the confidence side of things, you know, you have all these outside distractions of newspapers, media, you know, your friends, your family, you know, people who have all these opinions, you know, while you're the one that's really going through it. And, you know, I've experienced that. And I really, you know, try to give him as much guidance as I can or could. I also, you know, understand with the respect of giving someone space. So not, you know, being in his ear every day and not bothering him too much and allowing him to, you know, heal on his own. And that's what I've watched him do and mature, you know, because in life, things are going to happen. This, you know, last year he was injured. I'm sure something else will happen later on down his career. Maybe not necessarily injury, but no one's perfect. So whether it's an interception or a missed read, you know, those are all things that I had to go through. I know that he will continue to press and grow through, and just as people and as individuals anyway, it's something that we all should face and take with grace and learn from, and that's what I'm excited about with Gary. Brand new environment, excited to go to BYU, and I know that he's going to take advantage of it.
BJ Daniels joining us, former USF quarterback. Obviously, he spent time in the NFL and with the Salt Lake Stallions, and we'll talk about the Stallions here in a minute with you, BJ, but you kind of alluded to it, the fact that he's gone through this rehab, pretty extensive rehab for this shoulder surgery. You talked about a guy like Andrew Luck, who never really fully got back from his own shoulder surgery. What is your confidence level that Gary is 100% and will be able to be full go for the Cougars?
Yeah, I've watched him every day. You know, this kid went from barely being able to lift his arm, you know, to throwing the tennis ball, to not pushing the ball down the field, throwing any type of go route, post route, corner route. I mean, he's, you know, throwing it on the run. You know, so I was really, really impressed with what I've seen from him and his growth. You know, one thing about it, the kid has a pretty ball. You know, I hate to admit it because he always is in competition with me. But he's doing a really good job.
I would have to assume that never in a million years as a Florida guy you ever would have imagined you would have so many connections to Utah at this point. You know, one thing that I think we should bring up, since, you know, we're trading players back and forth, USF had a former Utah football player on their roster this past year, Andrew Mata'afa. You know, how did he do for you guys?
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
He did well. He did well. You know, I really like his passion. He's a strong-minded individual and kid and young man. And, you know, we really felt like we could use him. You know, one thing I enjoyed about him the most was his energy. You know, I watched him with a smile on his face every day. I don't know if it was the Florida sun. I have no idea what it was, but, you know, this kid never stopped smiling. And it was really definitely something pleasant to see as well.
Now, BJ, you're a guy who played in an era where the transfer portal wasn't necessarily a thing. NIL wasn't a thing. What are your thoughts on the state of college football right now?
Well, number one, I'm jealous. I was getting paid.
Sure, I can understand that for sure.
You know, back then you couldn't even, it was illegal to buy me a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
These kids are getting cars and trucks and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. But it's very interesting. You know, if I'm being completely honest, You know, the first thing that comes to mind is the Florida State situation. You know, one, I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, and I definitely felt like Florida State should have been in the college football playoff. But then on the flip side of the coin, you know, you have the portals open during bowl season. Mm-hmm. And in my personal opinion, I think that's terrible. You know, you're giving kids or these young men an opportunity to kind of just leave their leadership roles and positions that they have accumulated through spring football, through summer training camp, football season. And then you get to a bowl game where you have an opportunity to get a ring. It's a celebratory game of the year, finish on a strong note, and the portal's open and you have kids jumping in left and right. You know, I really wish and hope that at some point in time, you know, we can put a cap on this and kind of, you know, open the portal after bowl season. You know, maybe kind of go back to, you know, the one-time transfer thing, because at this point, you know, I'm really looking at, you know, college athletics as professional. It's no longer amateur. You know, people are leaving to go get contracts. They're not necessarily going to get an education or going to, or even learning how, what it means to fight for a position. And rate your role. Even myself, you know, I had an opportunity to play in college because of an injury. And had that injury not happened, I would have never played against Florida State my first game ever back home where I'm from and beaten them. But, you know, I had to learn how to go through the process. And I don't think that's helping us out, you know, with our young people as far as just how life is, you know, because once college is over, you know, life is not as easy, or you just can't leave your job and jump to another one as fast.
So, I mean, kind of getting into more of the professional aspect of your career, obviously you spent time in the NFL, just recently celebrated with the Seahawks the 10th anniversary of your Super Bowl win. And of course, you know, you spent time here in Salt Lake with the Salt Lake Stallions. What do you remember from that time? It's been 5 years. We've known each other for 5 years now, which seems a little crazy to me.
Wow. Okay. man, you know, it's funny. You know, I went back home for Christmas to Tallahassee to visit my mom and dad, and my dad had me help him clean out some stuff in the back garage. And, you know, I picked up a Salt Lake City Stallions hat. That was wrapped up in plastic, and I took that hat and brought it back to Tampa with me because it meant a lot to me. I forgot that it was even, you know, where it was. But, you know, that was a great experience for me. You know, I would have never possibly have been to Salt Lake City for any reason prior to. And now, you know, I'm really thankful because of the connections, the people that I know there now, and just the love that I felt like I got from the city. And it's a great place to be. I mean, I would love to come back at some point in time. I never really thought I would be an outdoors guy or can handle the snow or the cold or anything like that. And now I'm just, you know, enjoying experiences with life. You know, and it's really cool to really think about what the AAF actually was and how the USL, the USL is trying to emulate and mimic some of the things that that was started with us. And that's definitely something I do feel like even with the fall of the regime, is something that's memorable and you know, something that will definitely continue to grow as far as memories in our minds and mean more and more the further and further we get away from it.
All right, BJ, we'll finish up with this kind of back where we started. Well, BYU is scheduled to play at UCF, obviously hated rivals of USF, just up the road, the War on I-4. What are the chances you'll be in attendance when they play, the Cougars play the Knights down there in Orlando?
Well, you know, I call it Mickey Mouse Land, for those that don't know.
It's for good reason.
But, yeah, I mean, UCF is a it's an interesting place. you know, when your mother says, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. you know, it's a place where I really would love to see Gary come back to Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, it's down the street from Tampa, but have the opportunity to come and kind of just showcase his ability. And I think that's very vital. I even think about, you know, myself from the AAF, you know, in Salt Lake City being injured and then having the opportunity to go to the XFL and then prove myself and how much that meant to me. And I know Gary You know, still has some unfinished business, not only his college career, but wants to show people, number one, he still has it. And number two, he can lead a football team and an organization like he has already done. You know, so I'm excited for him to come down to Orlando. I'm definitely going to do my best to make the game. You know, you brought that to my attention. I didn't even know it, so I'm putting that on my calendar today.
Well, I remember they played UCF. I couldn't remember if it was home or away, and I just pulled it up, and they are playing on the road in Orlando. So it's an opportunity. It'd be fun.
That's awesome.
You know, there might be an opportunity. Utah goes and plays UCF next year, too. So maybe we can connect again. Before we let you go, you mentioned to me that you have a book coming out pretty soon. Yeah. What's that all about, and what are you hoping to accomplish with it?
Yeah. So the name of the book is Beyond the Red Zone. And the whole idea behind that is the red zone is the shortest, you know, from the 20-yard line to the goal line. It's the shortest part of the field in terms of thinking about scoring touchdowns and scoring points. And defenses, you know, get tighter. The field is a little bit shorter. And one thing that's really interesting to me from a fan's perspective, most fans don't know what the red zone is. Most fans don't see the lines on TV. You know, they see the yellow first down. They see the black line or marker. But beyond the red zone basically is – you know, the idea of the things that I have experienced or football players go through that you can't see are the things behind the scenes. And it's all centered around mental health. So when you talk about, you know, for me and my story, you know, being too short or not good enough for opinions of others, you know, my experiences in college, breaking my ankle, my college career, you know, getting drafted and still being, you know, being cut and having to bounce around the league. You know, no one talks about what that young man or woman is feeling in that moment. So, you know, I'm basically just sharing all those things, and I'm really, really excited, looking forward to, you know, having, you know, people read it. Marshawn Lynch has already, you know, done a foreword for my book and a quote about it. John Gruden is also another. You know, so I'm really excited to see how my platform can kind of continue to grow. And how I can kind of help people go through things. Because the best thing about my job now at USF, I raise money for athletics, but it's not that. It's the fact that my door is open. Our student athletes come in. I'm able to tell them about things I've experienced, things I did right, things I did wrong. And they actually take heed to it. So now I think it's my job and opportunity to not only just help South Florida, but continue to impact the world and every other city that I've, you know, ever visited, been a player in. Or any other city that supported me, like Salt Lake City as well.
Well, when that book does come out, we'd love to have you back on to talk more about it, all right?
All right.
All right. BJ, appreciate you taking some time. Excited to see Gary doing his thing here at BYU. And as the season gets a little bit closer, we'll probably have you back on as well to talk about just what you expect from him and your conversation with him, et cetera, all right?
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys for having me.
There you go. BJ Daniels, former USF quarterback, coach, now fundraising inside the USF athletic department. He's doing it all.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.